Knock, knock. Anyone in here? Oh, hi. Sorry, the door is open and I figured now would be a good time to introduce myself. I'm Fupuki, your next door neighbor. Yeah, 3B. I live right across from you. So, do you have a name as cute as your face, or should that be kept a secret? Aw, that's a cute name. Though seeing you blush is even cuter. I'm just teasing you. I hope I'm not overstepping any boundaries or something. I didn't see anyone else move boxes in except your friends from earlier. Well, I didn't mean to spy. There's not many other tenants in this building, and I might have looked through my door's peephole into your apartment. I was just curious. I swear I'm not the nosy type. I'm just saying that now, so you don't freak out about your neighbors being weirdos, you know? Okay, good. You met the owners, right? No, I meant both the guy and his wife. I can never remember his last name. Yeah. We just call him Harold. His wife, Caroline, makes amazing desserts. Harold and Caroline, yep. They live down the hall and she'll knock on everyone's door from time to time to give us what she baked. I've never felt a better sense of belonging than here. Plus, the other neighbors are elderly or like you and I, single and quiet. I know your type. No, I totally do. Tell me if I'm wrong. The perfect night for you is cracking the window open when it rains so you can hear the soft pitter-patter outside. As you hunker down under your blanket, playing your favorite video games while eating food that will anger most health nuts. I know it because I'm exactly the same. Plus, I spotted that Fallout bobblehead on the shelf. Yeah, charisma. That's my favorite one. You really are a charmer, huh? Yeah, I should get this shrink one. I work out 5 times a week. Used to be 4, but I just love getting sweaty. You could have asked me to help you out with the fridge rather than have 3 guys on it. Yeah, I was pretty much hiding in my apartment. I'm not that outgoing, you know? I mean, offering my help while you have a few buddies helping you out, I would have felt uneasy about it. Because I'm a girl and I can probably punch more than all of them could combine. I'm going on a rant, aren't I? If you don't need my help, I'll go back to my place. It was nice to meet you. Do you though? You don't have much stuff to unpack anymore. I don't want to make a bad first impression by being needy for attention. I don't really have many friends, and you look like someone I could get along with. Fine. But no. That I really do want to help you out, okay? Good. So which box do you want me to start with? This one over there? Let me check. This one says kitchen. I assume these are dishes by the weight of it? No, it's not heavy. I should wrestle you just for saying that. Anyways, I'll put it near the kitchen. Alright, next one. This has blankets. Put this aside here. More blankets, pillows, bedroom stuff. Private? What's private? Should I move the bedroom stuff to your room? Okay, and what about the one that says private on it? That made you run, didn't it? You know, if you don't want people snooping around in that stuff, you label it something boring, like old homework or books. Not private. You're right, Ian. I shouldn't have opened it. Still, you could have put an old t-shirt or something to hide them. Well, Excuse me for being curious. You should know that about me by now. Plus, you really have a nice collection. What? I'm just saying that you have a good taste in adult toys, okay? That's all. No reason to be embarrassed. I'm supposed to be a good neighbor and help you unpack, but here I am, opening things I shouldn't and making you uneasy about it. It seems I just act without thinking sometimes. I'm sorry. Hey, I mean it, okay? Let me fix this. How about this? There is a pizza place just 3 blocks from here, and it's the best you will ever try. We could take a break from unpacking with a few slices and some Mario Kart over at my place. What do you say? Awesome! I'll get it delivered so that I can tidy up my apartment a bit. Come over in 10 to 15 minutes? Great! See you then. Oh, it's unlocked! You've no idea how much stuff I have laying around. When I'm at the gym or at work, I'm borderline OCD in how I present myself. But here, I'm like a slob. Oh, thanks. Yeah, this TV is my pride and joy. And probably the main reason why I'm so lazy in the first place. 75 inches of pure, unfiltered 4K goodness. I've also got a bitchin' sound system since the walls here are in paper thin. Though I tend to put on headphones since I'm playing alone most of the time. You'd think that, but no. I don't have many friends over to play Mario Kart with. So much for buying extra controllers. Speaking of Mario Kart, the pizza will be a little bit late. They're backed up with orders, so I told them I'd call them again in an hour. Figured we could use that time to play a game or two. Great. Make yourself at home and I'll grab us a drink. I can offer root beer, some apple juice, or plain old water. Which one would you like? Got it. Be right back. Where did you find that? Fuck, I totally forgot it was there. Tell you about it? What? No, just give it to me. Look, I know I teased you about your toys earlier and I embarrassed you. I apologized. This is different. Because all I saw in your box was your lube and butt plugs. I'm not judging. At all. But it can't be compared to finding a flashlight in a girl's apartment. Are you seriously confused? I'm not using it to practice my tongue skills. Scoot over and put that on the table next to the drinks. Give me your hand. Do you feel that? Through my jeans? Yeah, no. That bulge isn't my phone. Do you get it now? Why I don't have many friends? Why my place is a mess? Why I spend so much time alone? I'm just so frustrated. No one has any idea how difficult it is to me. I saw how surprised you were by my height when I first walked into your apartment. I'm a few inches short of 7 feet. Do you know how much people stare when you're that tall? Let alone one that has the body to lift a car. Yeah, I've done it before. I could deal with the height and how hard it is to find clothes to flatter my figure rather than show off my muscles, but this thing between my legs, I just don't know. Who the hell wants me? You're just saying that to cheer me up. You really mean it that way? I've never been called beautiful by someone after they knew who I truly was. They tend to run off. The funny thing is that I cleaned up all the sticky tissues, but I forgot my one hole was hidden in between the cushions of the couch. Guess I'm just so used to having it nearby all the time. Yeah, it gets bad. I get really cranky if I don't get a release today. You're blushing again. You're getting turned on knowing that I need to come every day, aren't you? More blushing. So you are. I want to propose something, but only if you promise to forget this conversation ever happened, if you say no. Seriously, I mean it. I don't want us to be awkward neighbors just because my dick started thinking for itself. I've used that cock sleeve so much that it doesn't bring me much pleasure anymore. This is like the fifth one I'm buying since I began getting those urges. Using a toy leaves me sexually frustrated, and I take that out of my workouts. As you can see, I get frustrated a lot. I've tried other toys, even the thought of buying one of those expensive sex dolls. Look at me, thinking of buying a sex doll for human contact. All I want is someone that I can take my frustration out on, who I can fuck balls deep and unload all my pent-up stress, and cuddle on the couch with my cock still buried in the tight hole. You're screaming. You know where I'm going with this, right? No. Not maybe. Tell me the truth. That's right. You do know. Let me show you something. Don't be shy. Stare all you want. See how my briefs fail to hide what's underneath? So much for wearing cute, small, girly panties. Here. I'll pull my jeans off so you can really enjoy this. I want you to get closer and appreciate what I'm offering you. Come on, don't be shy. I want you to enjoy this. You can touch me if you want to. There you go. Your hand just stroking me through the material. What are you thinking about? How big it is? What else? And what do you like about the smell? Musky but peachy. I like that. My perfume tries its best, but my cock's musk is just overpowering, isn't it? You should smell my apartment after I jerk off for a few hours. Come on, take my briefs off. Your eyes got so round. Looks even bigger, right? Why don't you give it a kiss? Try giving it a lick. Just one. Yes. Oh, I need this so badly. Keep going. Already sucking on the tip of my cock after knowing me for about an hour. I wonder what we'll be doing by the end of the night. Don't forget my cum makers down there. It's what I call them since they make so much of it. Fuck, yes. Each one.
such a good slut.
Sucking my cock now somewhere. Don't worry about gagging. I'll train that throat to take it all soon enough. Oh, fuck. That feels really good. Okay, stop. I don't want to come from a blowjob. At least not now. I want to return the favor. Lay on your back and raise your hips. Just gonna pull these down. You seem excited. The washing my cock with your tongue turn you into a needy little slut? Or were you secretly always like that? I just love teasing you. Hold your legs up like this. There we go. No, I'm much more interested in that cute butt of yours. Quick peck on each thigh. Then getting closer. Till I reach this little tight fuck hole. I love hearing your cute whimpers. You really are adorable. I can see you use those butt plugs often. Your asshole is just begging for something to slip in. What do you say we skip the finger stretching and go straight for the main attraction? I promise to be gentle. I've got some lube. Here it is. Just going to put a little bit. Nice and wet. Do you want to be on top and ride me, or you want to lay there so I can fuck you silly? Oh, you know what you want. I love that. Okay, spread your legs a little. Hi. You're kissing again, cutie. Now, is that because I'm looking right into your eyes as you try to shy away, or because the tip of my cock is nuzzling your asshole? I think it's a bit of both, maybe. I'll get gentle, okay? Don't worry, I won't move. I'll let you get used to the size. I know it's very big. Just breathe slowly in and out. In and out. There we go. Doing such a great job. Relax and focus on your breathing. I'll go slow. Fuck, yes. Oh, this is heaven. You've trained your ass so well. Are you more into deft play or gaping? A bit of both. I don't want to stretch you out too much. I want to mold you as my perfect cock sleeve. How does that sound? You like that? Well, you know what I like. How vocal you are. You are so shy. But through those blushing cheeks and little whimpers, I see a needy slut just begging to get fucked. Does this feel good, sweetie? Pounding your ass like you've never experienced before? All those hours at the gym really paid off. I can go for hours, and I promise you that I will. But not tonight. I don't want to wear you out on the first day. What I really want is to show you how much I need you. I lay on my back. Give me a second.
Fuck, your insides are really warm. My cock is freezing out and open. Put a pillow on my bed. Come on now, baby. Crawl on top of me. Good. Now turn around. Yes, lie on your back. Nuzzle your head between my two big pillows. Comfy? Raise your legs a little. I'll slide my cock in. I don't think I'll ever use my wanna hold it ever again. This is so much better. Hearing you moan and enjoying yourself is gonna make me come. I need to resist. I haven't fucked you properly yet. Are you ready, baby? I'll wrap my arms tight around you and won't let you go. You better let me know if I go too hard, okay? Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Oof. I'm amazed at how much I can bury my cock into your tight ass. I can see your stomach bulging. That's so fucking hot. Oh, my balls swinging up to slap against you. And you're moaning out like a true bottom bitch. Oh. Are you ready, baby? I can't hold on much longer. My cock ages with need. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to come inside of you. I hate cleaning up my mess. Fuck. You're perfect for me. Okay. It'll feel really warm and you'll probably overflow. Don't freak out. Baby, I'm... Oh, fuck. Oh, I haven't felt this good in years. Please come with me. Be a good slut and come with me. Show me that you can be my good slut and come. I'm fucking coming. Babe, I'm actually out of breath. Are you okay? Good. Kind of blanked out and went as hard as I could. You took it so well, baby. Wow. I can see your stomach inflated a little. I've been so pent up. And I see you also made a little mess of your own. How's your orgasm? I'm glad to hear that. Just lay with me. I'm in paradise right now. And you stretch around my cock so nicely, keeping you plugged up. I'm so glad you didn't reject me, and I hope you don't think of me as a sex maniac. Well, I'm clearly a nympho, but I don't want to be seen as just that, you know? I love you. I know it's a sun, but I just feel something when I hold you like this. Like, everything in my life makes sense now. You love me too? I... Thank you. Honestly. I want to make another proposal. Seeing how well this one went, I'm hoping you say yes again. I want you to move in with me. Think about it. You don't have much stuff, and I can probably clean out most of mine. us help you work out and help you reach any health goal you have in mind. We could play games together and finally make use of that second controller. Watch a movie, I'll cuddle up, fall asleep holding you tight. How does that sound? Oh, you think I'm hiding something? You... Fine, you got me. Let me rephrase what I just said. I'll work out with you, only if we shower together afterwards. Or if you really like the smell of my cock, have some sweaty sex after the gym. Then, Mario Kart tournament, and winner gets to do what they want to do with the loser. We could also watch a movie, I'll cuddle up as I gently fuck you, and see if you can hold out until the movie ends. If you're a good slut and don't come, I'll reward you. Last but not least, hold you tight as we fall asleep together. Nope, no lewd version of that. I want to protect you and keep you safe. What do you say? Would you like to be my player too and move in with me? Thank you so much. I'll help you move tomorrow, and I'll talk to Harold about the changes. He'll totally understand, so no worries about your apartment lease. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, as much as I want to thrust my hips to start another round of hard fucking, I'm really hungry. The pizza place can probably take our order now. I'm thinking we should get the meat lover special. Thought you might like that. Let's just rest for a bit and then I'll give them a call. Shower wouldn't be a bad idea either. Of course, we'll take it together. I won't let you go that easily.